45, Simen Resh Nun Gimel, Gimel. Happens to people very often. Hamashka Gimel. Hamashka Maboka, you woke up in the morning. Again, it doesn't have to be that you woke up in the morning. It could be you saw this Friday night or whatever. Vera Shegdicha Tavshilo. So you saw that the food is getting overcooked. It's getting overcooked. And you're scared it's going to get even more cooked. Burnt, as we call it. So, now, again, this gets involved with the issue that we were talking about yesterday and that in the last couple of days. That's chazar. In other words, so I want to take the food off the fire, but obviously I don't want to take it off the fire because then it's going to be cold. That doesn't help either. So I want to take it off, and I want to do something, and then I want to return it back on the fire. So what do I do? So Machaber says, yachol lahasir, so you could take off the said pot, which is in danger of overcooking, and then put on the stove, put an empty, used empty pot on top of the oven. Remember what the oven used to look like? And then you put the pot that has the food on it that you took off that you're scared was going to get burnt, you put that on top of the empty pot. Now, obviously, so there'll be a buffer between the heat and there won't be as much heat going to the original pot with the food in it, and then you're safe. But you should make sure that all the criteria that we mentioned the last couple of days are still present. In other words, all the things that we mentioned before to allow chazara, to allow you to put it back on the fire, have to be present. In other words, the food has, or the original pot, has to still be hot, which we, you assume it is, but still, don't put it on the ground, have a mind to put it back, and all those type of things that we mentioned before. And the Rambam says, "According to Spire, Shinogim lahakel af im nasal gaver karka." And we mentioned already that if you did put it down, so then you could still put it back on because you had a mind to put it back on, and it's still hot. Okay, so we discussed that before. Now, just going back a little bit, the curious parts are the Machaber says two things: that pot that you're using as a buffer has to be old and has to be empty. An old empty pot that you're using as a buffer. So the question is, why does it have to be an old empty pot? So let's start with the empty first, which is normally not what you do, but we'll do the second one first. It has to be empty because obviously if it has food in it, you can't put it on a fire, right? Even if it's fully cooked, it's nirukum avashal, right? You can't take out a cold thing from, let's say, the refrigerator and just put directly on the fire, put directly on the pot, on the kira. Now you can't do that because it looks like you're cooking, right? As we discussed before. So that's why it has to be empty. Why does it have to be old? So it's a very interesting idea. Because if it's new, so then you're not allowed to put it on the fire. Because it will get hot because of the first time you're using it with heat. And it will complete the process of making the what do they call it? There's a
curing.
Yeah, like you do with wax. But you use
curing or seasoning.
Yeah, but here it's with fire. Here it's with fire. So, curing is usually with hides, right?
It's called
What?
Anneal.
Doesn't it have to
be anneal?
I've heard of pots being cured.
Anneal?
Yeah, but I think that's like with a wok with when they use like an oil. Okay, whatever. Everybody's got the idea.
Cast iron pot can be cured.
Yeah. Right, but isn't that with the oil? Right, but we're not talking about that. Huh?
Over time.
Right, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about with fire. Right, so that's why I'm... Okay, well, whatever it is, everybody's got the idea. So that's why it has to be old. Old meaning it's not necessarily old, right, back from the time of Plymouth Rock, but it's been previously used, right?
Does this apply to metal pots also, or just earthenware?
There aren't mentioned in metal.
I think he says...
standard today,
my father, the Mishnah Berurah says... Right. Oh, right. So the Mishnah Berurah says that ours that don't need it, so then it's not a problem.
Right.
And I think it's by metal, right? Because there's a shayla by I think the Chazon Ish talks about like you, if you want to warm up a needle to take out a splinter, besides the splinter issue, if it's the same thing of being misogyny. So you see it's like that. Oh, I assume.
Okay, so, so this was referring to a clay?
Well, whatever material it's talking about obviously it's something that by heating it up the first time,
so
it will do something
wrong. Between a metal
right,
and a clay.
Right.
Fine.
Right, so again, according to this Mishnah Berurah, that our pots, I don't think our pots, a pot that you get, revere ware or whatever, I don't think that applies, right? I think the first time you use it, it doesn't really do anything to it. Okay? Okay, we'll stop here for tonight. Meretz Hashem will continue this tomorrow. We'll get it.